Okay, let's go back to some dinim of Chol HaMoed. A lot of dinim of Chol HaMoed, by the way. There's a thick svarim on Chol HaMoed. There's a lot of svarim of halachas written on Chol HaMoed. Okay, for instance, you're not allowed to do house painting on Chol HaMoed. Even if you want to do it for Yom Tov, you're still not allowed to paint a house on Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed. According to the Meisher Feinstein, some people have a machlokes about it. According to the Meisher Feinstein, you're not allowed to knock a nail into the wall to hang up a picture. Because that's called Baina, that's called construction. Construction you don't do on Chol HaMoed unless if it's going to be a loss of money for a shul, a mikvah, you know, for holy things, then you can continue working Chol HaMoed. But otherwise, you're not stomping your house unless it's going to lose money. Then if you lose money, then obviously you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to shine your shoes on Chol HaMoed, even though it's not considered washing clothing, but that's what it's speaking about, normal shoe polish, not, you know, real special. But that's not considered washing clothing. By the way, according to many opinions, we learned already, you're not allowed to wash clothes. I can't tell how many questions I got today about washing laundry during Chol HaMoed. But the bottom line is, when you're allowed to wash clothing for Chol HaMoed, you're only allowed to wash, like we learned yesterday, you're only allowed to wash those clothes that you must have for Chol HaMoed and the rest of Yom Tov. You're not allowed to put extra into the machine. What happens, though, if you have a little dirt spot on your garment? So that you're allowed to clean off Chol HaMoed. On Yom Tov, in Shabbos, you wouldn't be allowed to. But to clean off a little speck, a spot on a garment, that's not a problem. Okay, you're allowed to drive a car, Chol HaMoed. It's not a problem. You can fish on Chol HaMoed if you want to catch fish for Yom Tov, or you enjoy it. But if you catch a gefilte fish, that's okay. What? Yeah. That you do add. Or Yalla V'yava in the benching. Or Yalla V'yava if you're benching. Now the din is, you know, it's important din. Let me say that din, Taka. If somebody forgot Yalla V'yava in benching and Chol HaMoed, you do not have to repeat the benching. Shabbos and Yom Tov, you would have to repeat it. Not in Chol HaMoed. Why? Because there's no chiyuv, there's no obligation that you must eat bread. If you don't want to eat bread, you don't eat bread. You don't have to eat bread. And anytime there's no chiyuv that you don't have to eat bread, like Rosh Chodesh, if somebody forgot Yalla V'yavi in benching on Rosh Chodesh, they don't repeat the benching because there's no obligation to eat bread on Rosh Chodesh. Yom Tov, you have to bench, you have to bench over because Yom Tov and Shabbos there's a chiyuv to eat. So, okay.
Can you go paint your house
or something? No. No, as I'm saying, you can't do any cosmetic stuff for sure. If something broke and you need to fix it for Yom Tov, I'll give you an example. Your air conditioning broke. Whatever, something broke and your washing machine broke. Whatever that you need it. So then you're allowed to do it preferably through a guy. Okay, that, he says here, you're allowed to fish on Chol HaMoed if you're enjoying it, if you enjoy it. It's still better, no, you're right, it's still better that if you're catching fish, to eat the fish on Yom Tov, so then it's more for the need of Yom Tov rather than just the pleasure of it. Okay, air conditioning, he said. Another din is a lot of people are unaware of this din, and some people are lenient. You're not supposed to go, I'm not talking about, God forbid, an emergency to a doctor. But you're not supposed to go to a doctor for checkup, dentist, Chol HaMoed, stam. You know, if you're in pain, obviously, then you go to a doctor. But just if you're not sick and you don't have any pain, so then you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't go to a doctor, again, because it's unnecessary thing on the Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, you only do things necessary for Yom Tov. And going to a dentist, or now the problem is, And this you always get the questions about, not now with COVID, everything is different. But kids come home from Pesach, from yeshiva, or they come home from Sukkot. Pesach is even a bigger problem. And the only time, I mean, the dentist is where you live. The kids are going to yeshiva out of town. The dentist is in their house. And the kids are coming a day before Pesach and they're leaving a day after Pesach or something like that. So then, obviously, the only time they can go to the dentist is Chol HaMoed. So then, if there's no choice, they can go to a dentist Chol HaMoed. Pesach might be a bigger question if they use chametz in, but generally speaking, they don't use chametz. The rubbing alcohol is not chametz, and most of the stuff they use is not considered chametz. So that wouldn't be a problem. Now, there's an interesting shaila. Moshe Feinstein has a thing. What happens is a guy allowed, a guy has, let's say, 2 week vacation. Is he obligated to take those 2 weeks on Pesach and Sukkot? Or can he take a vacation in the summer? And because of that, they'll have to go to work on Chol HaMoed, Pesach, and Sukkot. So he writes, you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to do that even though you technically could have taken your vacation during Chol HaMoed, Sukkot. What?
If you only get 2 weeks off a year, and you want to take them in the summer, but then you want to tell your employer, but I can't really work these other weeks either because it's a holiday.
Bechlal, there's a rule in, it's not written in the oral Torah or the written Torah. The Jews don't get along with work very well. They say work is a four-letter dirty word, is work. So if your boss lets you off, good. You could try it. If he gives you off, he gives you off. It's not a problem. But no, if you have a toothache, it's a different story. Yeah.
But then my question is, can you sign papers?
Writing, whatever needs to be written on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to do. You're supposed to minimize writing. We were talking yesterday about signing checks. Yeah. In fact, no, somebody after learning asked me about signing checks. If you could pay the bills after Chol HaMoed, then you don't write it. You don't write it during Chol HaMoed. You know, there's no reason to write. If you have to pay a bill, and it's due. And if you don't, there's going to be consequences to it, then you're allowed to write the bill on Chol HaMoed. Generally speaking, writing that doesn't... Somebody else called me today. When I'm learning, I like to take notes, because if I don't take notes, I'm going to forget my learning. Am I allowed to write notes during Chol HaMoed? So it says clearly in Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to write it. Why? Because if you don't write it, you're going to forget it. So it's called Dover Ovid, something that you might lose out by not doing it. I mentioned Shabbos, that for the Rogat Shavar, the hardest day of the week was Shabbos. The hardest day of the week for the Rogat Shavar was on Shabbos. Shabbos used to get terrible headaches. Why? Because during his brain was always working and learning. So during the week, when he had a brainstorm, he wrote it down. So, you know, it was good. Shabbos, he had to remember it, and the new stuff is coming in. So it would be a mental strain. So we used to have to wear a wet shmata, a wet rag around his face to ease the Rogat Shavar. So Rabbi Yosef Rosen, he was a big rabbi in Poland, last generation. So then you're allowed to. You're allowed to write for learning.
What are you supposed to
decide? What else are you supposed to do, Chol HaMoed? Learn, daven, spend time with family. Huh? Eat. He said, besides eating. Well, Chol HaMoed, Sukkot, you could play music. Chol HaMoed, Pesach, you're also playing music. Yeah. No, but I'm saying it's supposed to. What do you do on Yom Tov? Okay, so that's what Chol HaMoed is. Yom Tov, that you could drive in the car and you can turn on lights, and or they say in yeshiva, open the lights, or turn on the lights, and those things, you know, that's what you're supposed to do, Chol HaMoed. That's why it says you're not supposed to be doing A, B, C, D, all these different things, because you're supposed to do what?
So for exercising, if it's enjoyable, you're allowed, correct?
Exercise, yeah.
But what if it's not necessarily enjoyable when you're doing it,
There's no reason. There's no reason why you can't exercise in Cholamay.
Oh, there is no reason. I thought the Shabbat, for example.
No, no. Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're not allowed to exercise for two reasons. If it builds up a sweat, or another reason is because it's for the four. If you're exercising for the four, you're not supposed to do medical things on Shabbos or Yom Tov because they used to grate. Because it's like, well, in the Chassidish world, they're much more lenient about medications and pills today. But the Meisher finds that the Bienes and Steif, all the Litvish Poskim, all right, you're not allowed to take aspirin. Then they only had aspirins. They didn't have Tylenol and Advil and Motrin and all. The good old aspirin days.
So what
does it have to do with medicine? No, they wrote you're not allowed to take them. And I'm going to talk about life-endangering situations. No, one second. Exercise you're doing for health.
Okay.
And Chol HaMoed for sure you could do it. Shabbos, you can run to shul, but you can't run. You can't go jogging on Shabbos unless you're going to shul.
It's not a sweat reason.
So sweat reason, not a problem. Chol HaMoed. No. Shabbos, the reason why medical things are forbidden, because when they didn't buy pills. They used to grind their own herbs to make medication. So as a rabbinic decree, you might come to grind. Therefore, later poskim hold that because nowadays we don't make our own medicines, so therefore the gzera really doesn't apply as much as it did years ago. But now that people are doing homeopathic stuff and people are starting to make their own concoctions, they might go back to the stricter opinion of medication on Shabbos. But medication that you need, let's say you take heart medication or blood pressure medication, that for sure you have to do. But exercise is not a problem on Shabbos. Okay, you're allowed to build a sukkah in Chol HaMoed. You're allowed to put up a sukkah. Not only, I don't mean only a pop-up sukkah. I mean even a proper building sukkah you're allowed to put up. For public, you're allowed to write. Oh, but let's say somebody does, this is also a very common shaila. You're not supposed to sew Chol HaMoed unless it's something tore and you need to fix it. Say hem tore or a button fell off and you want to sew it and you need it for Yom Tov, then you're allowed to sew it. But people, let's say, that embroider or do needlepoint or all those types of things, you're talking not allowed to do Chol HaMoed. It's like sewing. What? Yeah, I'm saying even though you enjoy it and it's a hobby, you're still not allowed to. Now, you can record things on Chol HaMoed, because like we said, like explained yesterday, it's not actual writing. Because what it is a bunch of dots putting going all close together. Now, even to go shopping Chol HaMoed is really not ideal. Unless it says, again, why? Because it's not in the spirit of Yom Tov. Yom Tov is Yom Tov. You don't go shopping or buying things Chol HaMoed. But if it's on a sale, I had a lady here years ago. A lady here, a Lubavitch lady years ago here in the city. She sold clothing. She sold clothing out of her house. She had a big business then. And she knows in 9 days, you're not allowed. She basically sold to, she had a frum clientele. I mean, everybody was frum on the other side of town. And she knows in 9 days, you're not allowed to buy clothing. Unless it says in Aloha, it's a very big sale. It's a very big sale, then you can buy clothes because, again, you're saving money. So she wanted to know if she can sell, make a big sale. The 9 days, that should be her sale time of the year. And then she would be able to keep open. And then he said, yeah, you can do it. That's what you have to do. But again, Chol HaMoed, you really shouldn't, only if it's a sale. Huh? Yeah. What? Like clothes, you mean?
Yeah, let's say you're buying like a shirt for the Yom Tov.
If you need it for Yom Tov, you're allowed to. But it would be better, if you don't need it, not to buy it for Yom Tov. Yeah. Now, in fact, there's an interesting thing. We learned yesterday, if you remember, that you're allowed to wash clothing, if you're out of clothing for Chol HaMoed, if Yom Tov, you're only allowed to wash clothing that you must have, right? So now the shail is it better to buy new clothing? Or should I wash clothing? So Halacha says even if somebody's wealthy, let's say, and they could afford it, they don't have to buy new clothing. If they don't have clothing, they could wash what they have. They don't have an obligation to buy new clothing. You can order something, a Chol HaMoed, if you know it's not coming until after Yom Tov, because that's not called buying it. Well, this is another... Okay, we'll finish with this. That's another very big thing. Can you order things on Amazon, let's say, that are going to come on Shabbos? Or Yom Tov? So the din is, if you don't tell when to deliver it, and they deliver on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but then you have a shaila, is it muksa? Are you allowed to bring it into the house? You know, there's a lot of other issues involved. But you could order stuff as long as you don't tell them to deliver it on Shabbos.
In regards to that, once you said, if it's not coming from out of town, you could use it on Shabbos.
If it's not coming from out of town, and you're able to open the box. So, but sometimes
they have a fulfillment center, a little bit east of the
outside. I understand. It's not necessary when you get it.